holding in the middle of the bracha of Al Pe Echad, Shimcha Echad. We learned last time, we spoke Bariches, the inyan of the three inyanim of Menucha that there is in Shabbos. We spoke Menuchas Emes, Menuchas Shalom, Menuchas Ava, what the three dargis of Menucha are there are in Shabbos. Now we are up to Menucha Shleima Sha'ata Reitzeba. And to understand, we have to know what it means, the words Menucha Shleima. What's called a Menucha Shleima? And we add on not only a Menucha Shleima, now we add on Menucha Shleima Sha'ata Reitzeba. We are going to start maybe a little bit before and go back a little bit to Inyonim before and then come back to understand the Inyon of Menucha Shleima Sha'ata Reitzeba. We'll start with a word from Abchaskel, the Mashgiach Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Leveracha, that's brought in a sefer from a Talmud Tfilas Chana, that he brings to Rav Chaskel, why do we start this bracha, which talks about the Inyan of Menucha, with Ata Echad, Vishimcha Echad, Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael Ge'echad Ba'aretz, and then afterwards we talk all about the Inyanim of Menucha. What is the connection with the Tchilas HaBracha, with the Tchilas HaNusach to the Hemshech HaNusach? And he brings that the Mashgiach said, Menucha V'Shalom Chodohu, L'Shoem Ein Shalom, Lechein ein lehem menucha, meaning that shalom brings to menucha. If there is no achdus and there is no shalom, then there is no menucha. And the only way that a person can get complete menucha is only through achdus and shalom. That is the hakdama. And he says, for that reason, we start ata echad v'shimcha echad umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. So we're talking about the nekuda of achdus, that there is the nekuda of Klal Yisrael that are goy echad, the nekuda that Klal Yisrael zech ma'achad together, and from that achdus that Klal Yisrael has, they can be zeicha to menucha. That is the yisaid that he puts down. If we will go with this yisaid, we will try now to understand a little bit what this means and to see why daika by mincha by Shabbos do we talk about menucha sa Shabbos. It's a chera apela. We finished a whole yom menucha. We're holding it ready by Shas Mincha, by Shas Yitzias HaShabbos. That's when we talk about the Nekuda of Menucha. We will see why it is like that. We will try to repeat a little bit of what we learned last night in a piece of Sfasemes, and from there to build a little bit the Kedusha of Shabbos. Sfasemes talks about Shabbos Kedish, that Shabbos has in it three different inyonim. As we spoke many times, that Shabbos is chayv in three sudis, because it says three times yom, and the havana is that Shabbos be'etzem has in its three nekudos of three different yomim, as it says in Rishonim, the Lail Shabbos is Shabbos of Matan of Ma'aseh Bereishis, Yom HaShabbos the Shabbos of Matan Torah, and Shabbos by Mincha the Shabbos of Lased Lovei of Ata Echad v'Shimcha Echad. Shabbos has in its three bechinas of yom. The Sasemis adds a nekuda that Shabbos has in it the three berachos of Birchas Akehanim. Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, beracha, yor Hashem ponav elecha ha'ores ponim, and yisa Hashem, which is v'yosem lecha sholim. So we have three berachos. The three berachos correspond to three inyonim. And as the Sasemis points out, those three inyonim are three kelim that there are in the Migdosh. In Heichal, there were three kelim. The three kelim being the Shulchan, which had Lechem Aponim, the Menorah, which had the Eir, and the Mizbeach, which had the Keteres. Now he says, and we will try to explain it, that we should understand it. The Shulchan was the Lechem Aponim. From there came the Ashpa of Beracha in Gashmius, the Ashpa of Lechem, which we know that Shabbos is the beracha for all 6 days in the week, as it says in Zera Kodesh the Lashon, Minei Mizbarchin Kolshite Yoimin, from Shabbos comes the beracha for a whole week, that is the Nekuda of Lechem Aponim, that is Yivarechecha Hashem V'yishmerecha, as Chazal teach us V'yivarechecha is Momoin, Momoin means Panosa, which that is the Ashpo of Lechem Aponim, which that is the Ashpo of Shabbos, then there is Yo'er, which is Ha'ares Ponim in Torah, which comes from the Menorah, which the Menorah is the Ha'ares Ponim in Torah, and that is the koyach of Shabbos, that Shabbos is the Shabbos of Matan Torah, and Shkul Alma Moide b'Shabbos Nitna Torah, and Kul Alma Moide, that on Shabbos there's a special ha'ara of Kedusha Satorah and Asoga Satorah that one can't have in the weekdays. One can have Daika on Shabbos Kedish, and Shabbos by Mincha is the Inyan of Kteiras. Kteiras is the Inyan of Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Kteiras is from Lashon of Kesher. Kteiras is the Skashrus of all Chalakim of Klal Yisrael, even the Chelbana, which are Meramis to Peshi Yisrael, to be Ma'achet them together, and to be Mesakin them, and to bring out the Kteiras. So Kteiras has a Nakuda of Sholem in it, a Nakuda of Kesher in it, and that's the Beracha of Yisro Hashem Ponav Elecha of Yosem Lecha Sholem, which is the third Beracha of Shabbos. The three Berachas correspond to the three Zmanim in Shabbos. Friday night is Vayikadosh Yisrael Vayivorech, the Kibrocha, which comes from the Shabbos of Bria. The Inyan of Shabbos by day is the Shabbos of Matan Torah, that's the Yo'er, and Shabbos by Mincha is the Beracha of Sholem. So we understand now why Daika Shabbos by Mincha, we have the Ata Echad, the Shimcha Echad, the Mika Amcha Yisrael Ge Echad Ba'aretz, because on Shabbos by Mincha, that's when the Beracha of Achdus and Sholem comes. That's the Nekuda of Achdus and Sholem. And we understand that we said before that Daika, when there's Achdus and Sholem, Daika, there could be the Inyan of Menucha. To understand a little bit more what this means, what means Sholem? Sholem does not necessarily mean only Sholem between Klal Yisrael. Sholem means Sholem in the person himself. A person himself has in himself a nekuda of ishlemus. He doesn't have shalom with himself. A person can be mefuzar umefeirat. My father, Zechayin Avracha, used to say, I think it's printed in Ayin Gedaliah, that the Inyan of Esav, it says, Shesh Nefashos, by Yankiv, it says, Shivim Nefesh. The difference is that Esav, every Nefesh was mefuzar umefeirat. There was no achdus in the Nefesh himself. He was completely separated. Every koyach pulled to somebody else. A Baltaiva has no koyach of achdus. Yispardu kol payalei oven. A payalei oven is yispardu. Why is yispardu? Because every taiva pulls to a different point and points to a different side. So it can't be ba'achdus. This eva points, pulls to this taiva. A different eva pulls to a different taiva. So he's completely mefuzer umefeirot. That's yispardu kol payalei oven. Masha enkein, a person that has the koyach of kedusha, is shivim nefesh, because every nefesh itself is ba'achdus. So it comes out that ba'etzem, if one understands achdus, achdus starts, first the person has to become an echad. First the person has to be ma'achad himself. First the person has to be in peace with himself. He has to be ma'achad himself completely. And when he's ma'achad himself completely, then the person can be ma'achad klal Yisrael. So for in order that klal Yisrael should be ma'achdus, you need every person himself should first become echad, and then the achadim all become one echad, because there's no period anymore, because everybody is completely in sholem with himself. So in other words, there is a menucha in the person himself too, and that menucha in the person himself is also totally in sholem. If a person does not have sholem with himself, he can't have menucha. Person that pulls to all sides doesn't have menucha, he finds no menucha. How can a person find menucha? Only when the guf and the neshama get together. And when the guf and the neshama get together, then a person has the koyach of menucha. Then he has the koyach of finding menucha, because there's no stiris in himself. When a person is pulled to all different sides, then he doesn't have menucha. Menucha means that everything is in one place, and everything has one mechuvin, everything has one goal. And that's when the neshama and the guf get together. Then we are zeicha to shalom, then we are zeicha to menucha. That's the menucha of the yachid. And then there's the menucha of the klalis, of klal Yisrael, that they're zeicha to shalom in the shlemus of klal Yisrael. But it's enough to understand that in every yachid there's a nekuda of shalom, and that kuda of shalom brings to menucha, and that brings him to the menucha shlema sha'at reitzeba. That's the nekuda of menucha shlema sha'at reitzeba. I can't explain for us the Rebbeinu Shalom sent the Nekuda, what we're going to talk now, which is Be'etzem a Nekuda Nifla, a Matana that has nothing to do, Poshet Zchus HaRabim. The Rebbeinu Shem sends Amol on a kudo nifla to understand a little bit in Derech HaRemez how in the words Menucha Shleima we can see everything that we spoke about and see Abisul Nochmer then see the niflois of Torah Agedosha. We know there's a sefer nifla Brisku Nasoilam, a Talmud from the Heilige Magid, a sefer Pella Admiyed. We have no asoga in what says in the sefer. Sefer is nifloyes habere of inyonim that are tiefer than our hasogis, but sedan kudis that a person can take out of the sefer. In Maimer HaShabbos in Perek Dalet, he tells us the following. We know that Chazal talk about Shabbos Kedish, and Chazal tell us on Shabbos Matono Toivo Yeshli Bebeis Ginozai V'Shabbos Shmo Lech Voidiyom. And in this Kuntris Maimer HaShabbos, he tells us all the seudos that lie in these words Matono Toivo Yeshli Bebeis Ginozai Leich Vaidiyom, Neflois Mamish, in every word Neflois Moyerdik. In middle of Perek Dalet, he tells us that the word Bibbeis Ginozai Gematria Tov Pei Dalet, and he goes away with a whole inyan of Kabbalah to explain what the Tov Pei Dalet of Beis Ginozai means. Baruch Hashem, then in a different place, in Maimer Ner Mitzvah Perek Ches, he tells us a Dover Pella about the Mispar of Tov Pei Dalet. He tells us a person has a guf and a neshama, and the avodah of a person is to take that guf and neshama and make from it one. That's the avodah of a person. He has to take the guf and the neshama and make it one. What's the mispar of guf and neshama? Tuf pei dalet. If you take guf and neshama and put it together, it's tuf pei dalet. Does it svei yidiyas that it says in Brisku Nesoilam? The Rebbeinu Shlom opens the person's eyes with a matana, you see that the words Menucha Shleima are also Tav Pei Dalet. Is Abazai Adova Pela Admiyot, that on Shabbos a Yid goes into Beis Ginozai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that it says in Eri Gedal Yol, based on a piece of Sasemus, that the Rebbeinu Shem didn't take out the Matana from Beis Ginozai. The Rebbeinu Shem takes us in Beis Ginozai. We go into Beis Ginozai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are we zeiche in the Beis Ginozai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is a person zeiche in this Beis Ginozai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's zeiche to what Beis Ginozai is meramez in the number Tov Pei Dalet. He's zeiche there that the guf and the neshama are ma'achet. He's zeiche there, as it says in Sasemus, that the touch of the words neshama yisera. What does the word neshama yisera mean? Like this, the guf overcomes the neshama all week. Shabbos, the neshama is yisera on the guf. The neshama overcomes the guf, and it takes the guf, and it encompasses the guf, and it brings the guf together. How does a person do that? Because he elevates himself into the Beis Ginozai, where there the guf and the neshama get together, and therefore he's zeicha to Menucha Shleima. That's the zchia that he has to the Menucha Shleima, because we just finished explaining that Menucha Shleima means that the guf and the neshama coincide, that the guf and the neshama don't have any separation. So that is the nekuda of these three things that coincide. It's nicht b'mikra in gematria, nataka da licht the ganze nekuda from aveda. That matana toiva, now we understand what the matana toiva is, taka. So chataka an neuridika matana. A matana toiva that Rebbe Shalom does to us, that he gives the ability to go into Beis Ginozov. Maybe one will understand a Rashi, which a lot of people are mesalef, a pshat in Rashi, that Rashi says in Mesechtes Beya, that in Shom Yisera is lecha v'lishtois, and nefesh rechova lecha v'lishtois, and many people take this Rashi to mean that all the Shom Yisera is lecha v'lishtois. Rashi means anakuda nefla. Azoi lechila in shtia is a stira. There's no greater stira for the shutfis of the guf and the neshama than the stira of achila v'shtia. The more you give the guf, the more the guf is bayit in the neshama. Shabbos, a person can have achila v'shtia lechal v'lishtois, because the neshama and the guf coincide, and achila v'shtia of gashmi is nishka stira to the ruchnis, because it's a mitzvah, so it's not a stira. That lies in that Rashi. But thus is the nekuda of a Yid on Shabbos, that is zoicha to neshama yisera, which means that the neshama is yeser on the guf, and it goes together with the guf, and therefore a person becomes mu'uchad, and is zoicha to achdus. He zoicha that doesn't become mefuzar u mefeirat, and fakert is zoicha to achdus, and then is zoicha to the goy echad akoponim in himself, without the achdus goes further to be ma'achad all of Klal Yisrael. That's how he zoicha to that nekuda of menucha shleima sha'ata reitzeva. That's the way he zoicha to a complete nekuda. That's the touch of nekuma shleima, because menucha shleima means shalom, which means achdus, the guf and the neshama, and then you have the complete menucha, and that's sha'ata reitzeva. Thus will the Rebbeinu Shalom. There's nothing else that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants, except that a yid should be zoicha to be mekadesh his guf. That's the tachlis of a yid on this world. Why did a yid come in this world? What was the whole tachlis abriya? The whole tachlis abriya was tachlis shemayim va'aretz, was Shabbos, and the tachlis of shemayim va'aretz is that a person should be ma'achid the guf and the neshama, and the guf and the neshama should become one. Thus is akoponim a shtikel asaga in the words menucha shleima shater reitzeva. What means menucha shleima shater reitzeva? The tefillah goes further. Yakiru vanecha v'yedu ki me'itcha him enuchasam. What do these words mean? Yakiru v'yedu v'kiru vanecha v'yedu ki me'itcha him enuchasam. It's impossible to learn these words and not jump from a spilus, from a piece of Imre Emes. What the Imre Emes saw from these words, Ayid zakt yedn tag aleinu. And he says Aleinu, and usually Aleinu is said at the end of davening, is Chapnish, that's the same Aleinu that we say Rosh Hashanah, mit ganz and ganz kite, that that's the same Aleinu that we say, with Zeichet to say three times a day, but we say it haphazardly at the end of davening, Laida, and Ayid says, what's the Tikkun Olam? Sakain Olam b'malchus Shakai, Chol b'nei b'aseo yikru v'shmecha, l'hafnes elecha kol rishei oretz. What's going to happen then? Yakiru v'yedu kol yosh v'seivel. So kommt a gewisse madrega from akara and das. That's losed lovei. So the Imre Emes, chap what you're saying here. Yakiru v'necha v'yedu. This is mamish ame'en la'osid. It comes on minche Shabbos, which is the aura of Shabbos la'osid. There is that yakiru v'yedu that'll be la'osid ki l'chos sicha kol berach nishava kol loshoin. There is a me'en of that yakiru v'yedu on every Shabbos by Mincha. That's the Yakiru v'necha v'yedu that lies here, is that Yakiru v'yedu that we are zeicha in La'aset. Thus is the erste nekuda. What does it mean, Yakiru v'yedu v'necha, Yakiru v'necha v'yedu ki mi'itcha him v'nuchasam? The Heilige Chidusherim, so brings the Sasemes b'shem the Chidusherim in Parshas Kisisa, that it says, when the Rebbeinu Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he should go and tell the Klal Yisrael Sada Shabbos, he says, Lo das ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. The Yisoid from Shabbos is, Lo das, that you should know, ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. The biggest nesoyin, one of the greatest nesoyinists that there are in the Alma de Shikra, is the biggest sheker that there is in the world. The biggest sheker that there is in the world is that a person thinks that he does something. That's the biggest guzma that the world oilam ha-sheker has to it. The dimyon that a person does something. Shabbos Kodesh is the hakara ladas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. That the Rebbeinu Shalom is the one who's mekadish you. Not that you did anything. That's the inukod of Shabbos, that everything should be nikah. And the Rebbeinu Shalom made the bria. A whole week there's a hester. It's come Shabbos, we say Eidus, that the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world. Not only the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world, that everything that I have comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the nekuda of Shabbos. To realize that dargah of Eidus, that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's lodas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. So the Heilige Chidush Erim, that's the nekuda of this bracha of Yekiru v'necha v'yedu ki me'itcha himunuchasam. That menucha that we get Shabbos, we shouldn't think that we are making that menucha. We should realize that the tachlis is that ki me'itcha himunuchasam, that the menucha comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's not from me, because that's the nekuda of Shabbos, to realize that nekuda, that everything is the Rebbeinu Shalom. It says in Heilige Svasemes, on this piece of Chedush Arim, Eimoyradike nekuda. What was the difference of Dibris Rishonos and Dibris Achronos? In Dibris Rishonos, the Etzem Dibris was Maise Elekim Heima. Asha'enkein in Dibris Achronos, it was Psal Lecha, it was only the Michtav Elekim, but the Guf Amaisa was Melamata. Come to Chayis, the Chilik of Luchas Rishonos and Luchas Achronos is. In Luchas Rishonos, you know that everything is Maisa Elekim Heima. In Luchas Achronos, it goes into a Hesterari of Psal Lecha, and you have to realize that that's also the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Shabbos, there's an Aura of Luchas Rishonos. כידוע זה מה שרבנו גזבק תקסורם of נאסר ונשמע שבס. What's licked in the לוחס רישיינס? That you know that the לוחס are מייסר לקימאימה. So that you know that the whole עשי is only the רבני של אילום. So that lies in שבס to לדעס כי אני השם מקדישכם. To realize that everything is Maisa Elikim Heima, that the whole Asiya in Gashim is in the world is not Be'etzem, all the Rebbeinu Shalom. So Sam says, Noch Mevidem, that you really could come to a Darga of the Luchas Rishonis on Shabbos, that the Maisa is also Maisa Elikim. You could be Mala the Asiya to a Maisa Elikim. That's already a higher Madrega. We're not going into that. We're talking about the Etzem Metzias of Akara, that everything is the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Yekiru, Vanecha, Vyedu, Ki mei itcha himenu chasam, that nekuda of mei itcha himenu chasam, that's the nekuda that a person gets on Shabbos. And if a person realizes, probably that's the nekuda of the matana toiva that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives on Shabbos. Because that's the greatest matana toiva that a person could get. Before we go further, let's return a minute to the word of the Imrei Emes. The Imrei Emes says, and I suffer on the word that we said. We said before that the Yikiru Vanecha Vayedu comes from the Yikiru Vayedu. So if the Imrei Emes, La'osid, it will be Yakiru Vanecha, Yikiru Vayedu, Kol Yoshve Sevel. Shabbos, it's only Yikiru Vanecha Vayedu. That's the chilek between La'osid Lava and Shabbos. So now I suffer on the floor. That in Shabbos is Be'etzem, L'gabayid, it's La'osid. The only difference that La'osid will be Yakiru V'yedu Kol Yoshei Tevel. Shabbos is Yakiru V'necha V'yedu. It's only Yakiru V'necha V'yedu. La'osid will be, everybody will be Maki Ki L'chasich HaKol Berach, Tishov HaKol Loshen. That everything is David the Hashem and everything is the Heilige Vashefa. We'll come to finish the Etzem Tvila of Mincha. V'al Menuchasam Yagdishu Eshmecha. V'al Menuchasam is through their Menucha is Yagdishu Eshmecha. If a person stops for a minute and tries to think, what is he saying here? V'al Menuchasam Yagdishu Eshmecha. Kiddush Hashem. What's Kiddush Hashem mean? Kiddush Hashem in our eyes means being Moshe Nefesh for the Rebbeinu Shalom. What means Kiddush Hashem? Before I go to say over Imrei Emes, will ich sagen an es Eurus der Jungermann. A younger man, a Ben Teira, gave me yesterday. He talked to a younger man yesterday in Indian. Indian, Avayt Hashem, we were talking. The younger man, he read the Sefer from Rabbi Yitzchak Zilber. Don't know if anybody read it or didn't read it. It's available. Lashon Kodesh, English, Russian. Sefer from Rabbi Yitzchak Zilber on his Messias Nefesh in Russia. And he read the Sefer. There were Yechidim, there were Moshe Nefesh. Everybody went with communism and everybody went with Prikisoil. There were Yechidim, there were Moshe Nefesh. They started to think about himself. Where's my Messias Nefesh? Where's my Messias Nefesh? These Yechidim were Moshe Nefesh. Where do I have these Nisyanis? I can't say the Nekuda mit ganz and ganz kite, because everybody will apply the Nekuda to himself. When people lived in Russia, in that Matzev, so there was a Nisyan. That was the Nisyan of that dirt. Rav Olam fell through the Nisyan. There were Yechidim, that were Moshe Nefesh. When we live through our nesiyonis, whatever our nesiyonis are, it's the exact same picture, Dr. Jungermann. It's the exact same picture. Why do we say that we don't have to do certain things? Because nobody does it. Everybody is nichshel in it. So what would be in Rosh if they would have said everybody is nichshel in it? What do you see from reading such a book? Heavy Erlich Jungermann saw that in a matzav of nesiyon, do yichidim dana meisen nefesh, and the rest falls through in the nesiyonis. Is in our matzav of nesoyin, whatever our matzav of nesoyin is in our der. And everybody understands that the matzav of nesoyin in our der is a dumb matzav of nesoyin that the der has. And just because 90% or 95% are not oymed in the nesoyin, doesn't mean that that's right. Fakert. Because it's the nesoyin, those that are meisen nefesh are meisen nefesh. And those that aren't meisen nefesh fall through on the nesoyin. She's a oymik, oymik nifla adam yoyd. And the more a person will think about it, the more he'll be able to mechazik himself in Yiddishkeit, because you realize suddenly that the picture that we have is wrong. In Matzev of Nisayin, you don't understand the Nisayin. Vizok der Achmestivke Rebbe Shlita. You go back 100 years, how many people were oymed in the Nisayin of Shmir Shabbos? Yechidim. Mi lachem from zeh. Tos lachem from zeh, because we don't have that Nisayin. But when we, 50 years from now, it's malachem from uns. Because we don't realize our Nisayin. They'll realize our Nisayin. When you're in the Nisayin, you don't realize the Nisayin. So get Menuch, the Nisayinis. But they don't have Mesiris Nefesh, are the ones who have Mesiris Nefesh. There's no difference in Mesiris Nefesh, was the Dabar of Yitzchak Zilber, to the Mesiris Nefesh in this Matzev. Every Matzev has a different Darga of Mesiris Nefesh. That's it in the Nekuda. Da steht, ob es am Morde gesagt, weil man nur Chosam, Yagdishu, Eshmecha, Ayid, ist mit Kaldishem Shemayim. Mit Kaldishem Shemayim, als Menuche Shabbos, ist mit Kaldishem Shemayim. Wie kommt das zu Kiddush Hashem? I'm going to read a Lashon from Imran Amos, because it's Hei, Moire, Vahoyim. The Gemara says in Yuma Peivov, Hei, Chedom, Yichil, Hashem, Rav says, Ki, Goin, Ano, De, Mesigna, Arba, Amos, Beloi, Teire, Beloi, Tfilin. Zog, Imran Amos, Mi, De, Teuvim, Merub, Midis, Peronius, כשמקדשם השם אפילו מעט, אבל זה גם כן אבל קידוש השם. If חיל השם is you go down dams without tefillin, so קידוש השם is also. אבל די מסיעס נפש בשלם את פי המצווה הגדולה. אבל כשאדם מת עצמי מעט, כשמייסר מי עצמי מעט, זה אבל קידוש השם. So the dos is Shabbos. Shabbos says here, ואמנו חוסם יקדישו אשמך, giving away from yourself, המשהו, Das ist Kiddush Hashem. Stellt dazu a Gemara, Malikot Lekula, Malikot Lepalga. If Malikot Lekula is Kiddush Hashem Bishleimus, aber Malikot Lepalga, what's the difference if you give away a Kleinigkeit? Is every Shabbos, if a person is Zeicha, to Almanu Chosam, if a person is Zeicha, Taka to be Menatik himself from Oilam Hazeh, a person is Zeicha, Taka to Spitz Menucha on Shabbos, a person can be Zeicha Shabbos Taka to Yagdishu Eshmecha. With what? With that he's Zeicha to Menucha. With that he gives away his Gashmias on Shabbos. He's Ma'achin himself to his Neshama on Shabbos. He picks himself up on Shabbos. And that is Zeicha to Al Menuchasam Yagdishu Eshmecha. That's why Taka, this Menucha, is called the Nekuda of Kiddush Hashem. Because everything that a person gives away from himself is Kiddush Hashem. So Kedai to demand on this, the Lashon of Asasemes, Taka in this week's Sedra, the Parshas Emor, as Shtarben of Kiddush Hashem is a Gereis Zach, of a Gereis is Leben mit Kiddush Hashem. What does it mean, Leben mit Kiddush Hashem? Kisei, they're giving away your Nefesh to Rebbeinu Shalom. Nefesh, this Hashem is Taiches, it's Reloshen, Yeshes, Nafshechem, your Retzainis. Again, giving away your Rotzen, Nochamol your Rotzen. That's Kiddush Hashem, giving away your Retzainis to Rebbeinu Shalom. Shabbos, Ayid gives away his Retzainis to Rebbeinu Shalom. He gives away his return is Hagashmi to Rebbeinu Shalom. He's mal himself to live in the Shomadik. That's Amanu Chosam Yagdishu Eshmech.